Help us, Lord, to empty ourselves and dig a deep well within us so that you can fill us with your Holy Spirit. Amen. I woke up this morning and I kept hearing the words, Holy Spirit force filled, Holy Spirit force filled. I said, Jesus, is that you? Yes, my love. I desire all dwellers of my heart to acknowledge and recognize the Holy Spirit's presence and movement in their lives. When you are filled up and in sync with my Spirit, divine joy and revelation will overtake you. You will understand more clearly how I am moving so that you will not miss any divine appointments or holy arrangements I have made for you that day. When you wake up in the morning, invite the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within you. You will receive a fresh anointing and baptism of holy fire to accompany you throughout the day. If you cooperate, my Spirit will guide and illuminate your path, exposing the demonic traps that the enemy has laid out for you, allowing you to avoid, sidestep, and shut down their devices. This is a holy force field that cannot be penetrated unless you allow it. Is that what happened, Lord, when we went to town the other day? Yes, Elizabeth, you let your guard down and took the enemy's bait, just long enough for them to poke holes in your armor. Was that woman a witch? Indeed, your husband was correct. And that is why I had you spending that afternoon breaking curses off of yourselves and the couple of items you purchased in the store. Thank you, Lord. I guess we won't be shopping there anymore. We are praying for their conversion and God's protection for all who work and shop there. He continued, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit assists you in using godly wisdom and helps you to make good and holy decisions. The renewal of your minds and hearts by my Spirit purifies and filters out the impure, giving you our power to resist temptation and helping you overcome fleshly desires. You will be able to stand firm and stay deeply rooted in me against spiritual attacks when you are fully clothed in the Holy Spirit. This reminds me of Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. My dear ones, after you put on the full armor of God, I encourage you to visualize a force field surrounding and protecting you. The spiritual barrier will help you resist and not fall prey to the devil's schemes, influences, and attacks. Declare scripture out loud. Cover yourselves and your loved ones with my blood and stand on my word. This will keep the force field activated with powerful Holy Spirit cleansing fire. If you feel weakened in your resolve to fight a spiritual battle, then enlist angelic assistance to come to your aid. My promises of protection will not fail you if you stand on them with unwavering faith and rely on divine intervention. And that was the end of his message. Here is a short prayer, dear family, to help us stay under God's protective wings. Psalm 91 is also very good to say out loud daily. Heavenly Father, I come before you today seeking your divine protection. Come, Holy Spirit, I invite you to fill me with your presence, light, and wisdom. Clothe me with your spiritual armor and impenetrable force field, guarding my mind and my heart from deception and fear. Raise up a standard against the enemy, fulfilling your promise to protect me and my loved ones as they come against us one way. They will flee in seven. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and I stand steadfast against the schemes and devices of the enemy. I place my trust in you, God, knowing that you are my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Thank you for your unfailing love and the promise of your presence with me always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.